Welcome to Buckets in the 503. I'm your host, Nawan Thompson, here with my co-host,
Curtis Williams. We're back here. The opening season has tipped off in Oregon high school basketball. We're going to review the first couple of days of action.
First week of high school basketball season. Definitely didn't disappoint. Had some really good games out there at the Sherwood Shootout Classic, the Southridge Tournament, and a lot of other ones that were really good. A couple of upsets that happened, and, you know, the new coaches' polls that kind of tell us, you know, who the best players are out there, the best teams are out there right now. So great first week for the 6A starting out. A lot of fun games, so we'll just get right into some of the games, starting with some of our Friday matchups over there, the Sherwood Winter Shootout. The first one, we had two teams that are right now in the top 10, number 8 Clackamas versus number 7 Sherwood. It was a heavyweight fight. Looked like it was going down to the wire. Looked like Sherwood had control, and Clackamas went ahead and took that over. Curtis, talk a little bit about that game.
Yeah, we played it. Benson played at Mountainside, which is 10 minutes from Sherwood. So I drove over there after our game and caught the last 4 minutes of the game. Sherwood is up, had it, they're in control, and just had a couple of late turnovers. So they were up 2 with the ball with like 20 seconds left. Turnover. Clyde was able to get a layup to tie it up with 3 seconds left. Sherwood called a timeout, and then Sirius stole the inbound pass. After he's pressing the inbound or stole the inbound pass and did a floater at the buzzer to cap off the comeback.
Huge win.
Yeah, huge win. Huge win and huge loss for both teams. So they were able to go on to the next day, and Sherwood played Jesuit the next day. And
yeah, that was a great game as well. But in that Clackamas-Sherwood game, you know, RJ did his thing, had 27 points. Sirius ended the game with 19 with a last-second buzzer beater to win the game, and Max chipped in with 12 points. And then on the Sherwood side, Judah Dresler had 20 points, and Avery Johnson, the really stud lefty, had 17 points, and Brody and Nathan chipped in with 11 each. Really good game to start out the high school season. Love seeing that. And then in the second matchup coming in, we had Oregon City versus Jesuit over there in the Sherwood Classic for a chance to play Clackamas in the finals. And that was another really good matchup. We watched them play in the summer, and Jesuit did a really good job of running and jumping Oregon City. But in this game, Oregon City looked ready. In that Oregon City-Jesuit game, Eli Hopkins led all scores with 26 points, a couple high-flying dunks. He had, you know, a couple on people. He's a high riser. You got to watch out for him. Elijah Scott had 13, and then Larion had 10 points to round out for them for that big win over Jesuit. For Jesuit, Sam Kirby, who's, you know, looking like the breakout player for 6A, nice little catch and shoot and one dribble pull-ups, had 17 points. Major Williams had 15 points, and Vicente had 10 points in that game as well. A really good competitive matchup, 63-58 for Oregon City.
Yeah, Oregon City is one of the biggest teams in 6A. They got a big couple bigs. They have some long wings in Eli and Alarion. They got a nice-sized point guard in Elijah. And so they were one of the biggest winners over the weekend. It's going to be hard for them, people to match up with them inside.
They got those long wings over there in Oregon City, and so it makes it really tough. And Larion's very active around the glass. You got Eli, who can raise up on anybody over there, and Elijah's doing a really good job running the point. Kind of hard, tough to replace Gillen Payne, but he's doing a pretty good job. They start the season right now 3-0. In the consolation bracket, we had the number 5 Jesuit Crusaders versus the number 7 Sherwood. And in that game, Major Williams broke out and had 25 points. Ryan Barone chipped in with a good 19 points. And then for Sherwood, Avery Johnson stepped up again and had team high 18 points, and Nathan had 10 points in that game. Pretty good game to have as far as a consolation game when you have the number 5 Jesuit Crusaders versus number 7 Sherwood.
Yeah, I actually saw that game. Jesuit jumped on them early, started up 14-0, and then Sherwood fought back. They subbed in all 5 of their starters out, put the bench in. They're a pretty deep team. Got back in the game. They're actually up at halftime by 6. Pretty tight game until probably about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. JJ was up six, and then Major Williams came in the game and scored 8 straight points to kind of break the game open, hit 2 threes and a layup. That kind of put the game up. They went from up 6 to up 14. Sherwood wasn't able to cover after that. And so, but two tough teams. And JJ's looking rolling. They look like a typical Jesuit team right now. You could definitely see them make a child center run this year.
Absolutely. You can never count off the Jesuit Crusaders. They're always in the hunt to get back to that child center. And then in the championship game in the Sherwood Shootout, we had number 6 Oregon City versus number 8 Clackamas. And this was a really good game. Oregon City did a really good job, jumped on early, got a huge lead, forcing Clackamas into a lot of turnovers over there, and ended up with the win. Curtis, you were at that game. What did you see from Oregon City side of that game?
Oregon City had a big, I think, was the difference maker. They didn't really have nobody that can match up with him. Connor Lemon, nice-sized kid, decent size, looked like a football player. He was the difference maker. And then Elijah Scott. Elijah Scott was the leading scorer. Hit about probably 5 or 6 corner threes. I think he led them with 21 points. So those are the two huge difference makers that in that game. I'm pretty sure Clackamas was game planner for Eli Hopkins, but it was their unsung heroes, and Elijah Scott and Lemon that made a huge difference in that game.
Yeah, you know, when your game plan is to shut down arguably their best player in Eli, you know, the other guys have to step up, and that's exactly what Elijah Scott did. Instead of being a facilitator, it was time for him to score, and he stepped and rose to the occasion with a big 21 points. Connor Lemon did a great job down low using his body, pump fakes, you know, really good, solid footwork down there inside, scoring 16 points. And then Eli, you know, is the focal point, but still put up 13 points. Madden chipped in with 12, and Alarion chipped in with 11 and some big-time rebounds to help them out. And then on the Clackamas side, you know, RJ's going to always get his points up. He had 21 again. You always got to be leery of him and hope he doesn't get too hot. And then you have Sirius Owens, who has 16 points, and Max rounded out with 10 points, but unfortunately he fouled out during this game. And so Oregon City wins the Sherwood Shootout, leaving there 2-0. Clackamas leaves there 1-1. Same with Jesuit, and Sherwood did not pick up a win in their own gym. Tough start for them, but I'm sure Raheem will have them back at it and ready to go for the next game.
So let's go ahead and slide over to the Southridge tournament. 4-team tournament. You had the Southridge Skyhawks. You had Ida B. Wells out the PIL. You had Centennial out of the 5A, and you also had the Tualatin out of the Three Rivers League.
Yeah, and the first game of the day over there was Centennial versus Tualatin. And Tualatin, you know, number 3 ranked in the coaches' poll, and they went ahead and took care of business in that game. 78-45. Junior led all scores with 17, Jemai with 16, and Takeo with 16 points in that game. Really, they just ran them out the gym. You know, a lot of kick-ups, a lot of transition play. Takeo got probably 3 breakout dunks in that game just by getting out, and, you know, them getting stops and getting out was the key to that game. For Centennial, you know, Sincere Pope had 11, and Jamel Baker had 11 points as well.
Yeah, the first game, Centennial-Tualatin, I mean, that's just a tough spot for Centennial. A new team with a couple added pieces playing an experienced Tualatin team. Who already has built-in chemistry, so I'm pretty sure they'll probably be better later on in the year. But that's just a tough opening game to start your season to face a state championship contender in Tualatin.
No, absolutely. That's a tough schedule for a 5A team to come out and play, you know, a team the caliber of Tualatin. But, you know, getting them ready for that 5A schedule that they have, you know, it's good for them to get that. And then over into the next game, you had Southridge versus Wells. This game was really close at halftime. Wells did a really good job. They were knocking down their shots. I think it was a 2-point game at the half. And then in the third quarter, Southridge went ahead and took over. and won that game 80-58. Elijah led all scores with 22 points. Nico had 18, Brooks with 13, and Drew Gronick with 12. Really balanced attack for our Southridge Skyhawks. Everybody getting involved, and it's really good to see. On the Wells side, Blake Carman had 25 points. Lights out shooter over there at Wells. Did a really good job of just knocking down those shots. And then Ahmad led had 11 points to back that up. You know, the Wells team, they're coming along. You can see them. You know, they have a tough 4 games and 5 nights to start out the season. It's always tough to come to the cage and play and then turn around and place the third place game as well. So, Curtis, what are your thoughts about that game?
It's a tough situation for Wales. Same thing. Just overmatched against the Southridge team who's won a lot of games over the last couple of years, a couple of child center runs, and a lot of summer league wins. And so it's just those are just two. Tualatin and Southridge are two of the top probably three or four teams in the state. And so it's just a tough matchup to open the season with them.
Yeah, and then in the third place game, you know, Centennial and Wells played each other, and that's where Centennial got their groove back. You know, Jamel Baker ended with 21 points. Sincere Poe ended up with 21, and then Mitchell ended up with 16 points in a 78-44 rout with Wells. Wells was without one of their starting guards during that game, and so, you know, it definitely showed in the fatigue factor for Wells.
Yeah, I thought that game was going to be a lot closer. Centennial came back with a chip on shoulder, and I think they were 1 by 30+. So just tough outing, tough weekend for Wales.
Yeah, very tough. And then in the championship game, we had Southridge versus Tualatin, battle of two of the top 4 teams right now in state. And, you know, it was a hard-fought battle. Elijah ended up in foul trouble in that game, probably played 5 minutes of the first half. But Southridge was able to kind of stay afloat during that time, only down 2 at halftime. Tualatin did a great job of getting their guys shots. Jamai Lake was absolutely on fire with 31 points, shooting 11 for 17 from the field. Junior Pat Vialva had 17 points in that game as well. But Southridge, with the balanced attack, was able to pull out the victory 61-56. Big game from Nico Kalish, you know, 13 points from here. There, Ryder Zanin had a huge 4 blocks, 13 points. And then Brooks Fortune off the bench, huge 3-pointer to kind of help solidify that fourth quarter run, and then a nice drop-off pass to Ryder for the dunk, which basically got the crowd going and the momentum to shift to get that win. And then you have Drew Gronick, steady as always, with 10 points and 7 rebounds during that game. So him doing the job down there, and really that balanced attack that Southridge has is really hard to guard for any opponent out there. Southridge gets the win. 61-54 to win that tournament. Curtis, what is your thoughts on Tualatin and Southridge?
From what I heard, it's a pretty tight game. The guards from Southridge were able to step in and play a huge role, especially in the first half with Elijah Thompson in foul trouble. I'm pretty sure those teams have a chance of meeting again in either the Les Schwab or the playoffs. That game's going to mean a lot coming down the line when it comes to RPI rankings and things like that. Sometimes those first week or 2 games carry a lot of weight coming down towards the end of the season.
No, absolutely. You know, these games and these matchups early on mean just as much as the ones in the middle and late in the season. So, you know, I know it always feels like the ones later mean more, but the ones in the beginning mean just as much as when it comes to the RPI in the polls. And then, you know, we had some other good games that happened. We did have one upset, or supposed upset. I'm sure Beaverton doesn't think so, as Beaverton gets the win over Lake Oswego, 67-66 in a hotly contested matchup.
Najinga Munga, the star lacrosse player.
Yeah, he had 25 points, big time. He was knocking down a lot of threes in that game. Looked really good. King Brazel had 15 points, and Ahmed Abilo had 13 points. Huge win for Brereton, helped their momentum. You know, they have a little bit of a youth movement happening over there, and they're, you know, they're primed and ready, and you can't sleep on those Brereton Beavers over there. On the Lake Oswego side, Ryan Durbin had 25 points, and Jackson Free had 17 points for them. But Brereton just basically put the state back on notice that, hey, we're not that far off. So, Curtis, what are your thoughts about Brereton in the future?
Well, we played against Brereton in Summer League at U of O camp, and I thought they had a lot of talent, a lot of feisty guards. Not the typical Brereton size. They usually typically have a 6'8", 6'10", big. But they have a lot of feisty guards that are really good, and they're going to be a playoff team. I can see them being a top 12 to 20 team in the state. And Vance is always going to have his guys ready and game plan for everybody. So that's definitely a force to be reckoned with. I mean, they got a really solid chance of finishing the top three or four in the Metro League this year.
Yeah, Vance is always going to have that group over there playing hard. And so I'm looking forward to see how they continue to develop over there in Brereton. They typically do a pretty good job of developing their players. And so I can't say enough about that program and what they do over there.
A few other scores from this weekend. Barlow, first game after winning the state championship, won their home opener versus West Salem in OT. You had Benson won on the road versus Mountainside. Dash Aceler exploded for 28 points. Roosevelt went on the road to 5A top 10 team West Albany. West Albany was able to pull out the win by 8 on the opening on Friday. Also, Central Catholic was able to beat Skyview out of Vancouver, Washington by 20.
Yeah, that was a really good game. Donovan Miller with 5 threes in that game for 17 points, and Robbie Long with 16, Jalen Nicholson's with 13, and Bam Paschal with 11. For Skyview in that game, Malachi had 22 points in that game, but unfortunately they lost by 21 points in that one.
And another score, Westview was able to pick up the 12-point victory at home versus Jefferson. Brand-new squad over there. They lost 8 or 9 seniors from last year. And so a great home opening win for them, too.
Yeah, Westview did a really good job in that game. You know, I know they have a little bit of a new squad, but the guys that are coming back, Ian Batista had 25 points, and Jenkins over there had 19. And so, you know, Westview is going to run their stuff. They're going to do what they do. Those main guys have been in that system for a little bit now, and they're rocking and rolling to begin. On the Jefferson side of, you know, Victor Jackson, the young sophomore, had 19, and KJ had 13 to lead all scores over there for Jeff. So, rounding back to another really good game, Barlow versus West Salem. That game went into OT, and the big-time scorer on opening weekend was Madden Cummings. 32 points he dropped in that game. 32. Yeah.
Wow, that's a huge showing.
Huge showing for him. His development has gone to the next level. You can see Barlow trying to do some big things. West Salem, Jonah Munns had 28 points. In that game as well. So just a high-scoring shootout game for those guys, knocking down big-time shots and doing their thing. And I look forward to seeing Madden Cummings' development. You know, something to be said when you're the champion, you're the starting point guard for the championship team and no one talks about you. I think he's in due for a pretty big season. And that does it for this week's Games of the Week. Top performers of the week, we had Madden Cummings with 32 points in an OT win this week. And then we also had Jamai Lake coming in number two at 31 points versus Southridge. The third high score for the week was RJ Barnum with 27 points versus Sherwood. And Dash for Benson had 28 points in a dominating performance versus Mountainside. Eli Hopkins chipped in 26 points versus Jesuit, and Najon Beaverton's guard had 25 points in the upset of the week versus Lake Oswego. Down in South Salem, Tico Westbrook had 24 points in a blowout showcase. Rocco for Sunset had 22 points, leading them in a clean victory. Rogan Brown had 23 points for Mountainside versus a tough Benson squad. and Elijah Thompson had 22 points versus Centennial.
That rounds it out for the first weekend of Oregon high school basketball. We'll try to put something out a little sooner. Over the it's gonna be tough during the holiday times because they got a lot of people traveling, going to different tournaments, things like that. But we're gonna do our best to keep everyone updated on what's going on in Oregon high school basketball.
And that'll wrap it up for this week's episode of Buckets in the 503. We appreciate you listening. If you have anybody else that you want to hear us talk about, feel free to hit us up on social media. Otherwise, keep your buckets up in the 503.